Good morning, or good morning, good afternoon, or good day to you, wherever you are in the United States of America. This is Eugene V. Coulson with Mind Controlled America. This show is about mind control. If you watch television, you go to church, you are mind controlled, and we're going to explain that today. I have a special guest, Stephen Jacobson. Stephen, my particular area of the mind control was a CIA classical lab rat routine where they brainwashed me. Eugene B. Coulson is my SEAL, Captain Eugene B. Coulson, and Delta Force Brigadier General Eugene B. Coulson is my op name. Stephen Jacobson, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Dean, and I hope you're doing well.
Well, in between the government trying to take me out, which is happening on a weekly basis now, I'm fine, but I let God worry about that. I'm not worried about their attempts. Tell us about yourself, Stephen.
Certainly. That's a good place to begin, and how I got involved in investigating the mind control issue. My background is in media. I studied film at Boston University and worked in the film industry for about 13 years in different capacities, but primarily as a film editor. And working as a film editor, it was very easy to see how plastic and moldable media reality is. But I didn't fully appreciate the extent to which we are all manipulated by the media, including the people who work in the media, until I was given the results of private research investigating programming and deprogramming.
And what year was this?
This was back in 1980. I was working as an editor in New York City. My father was a researcher and consultant to the medical profession for more than 20 years, and he had developed an audio that doctors at one time wrote prescriptions for their patients to have this audio to aid in the treatment of different health problems. The audio was called Personal Comfort Training. Back in 1980, my dad asked if I... he turned over his research to me and turned over this audio. I studied the research. I worked with the audio on myself and saw the implications of it, and that piqued my curiosity. As far as the implications with regard to the mass media. Also, people were always giving him information, books, someone had given him two books that he passed on to me. It's around the same period of time when he gave me his research. One was the conservative classic by Gary Allen called None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and then a small little book, obscure booklet, titled The Occult Technology of Power. Reading those books, I went to the bibliography and started getting the books that were listed in the bibliography, and that's where I began doing my research. I had always been curious about what was really going on here.
Tell us about a little bit about what says in the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, to the uninitiated.
Yes, well, it's basically, it is about the quote-unquote conspiracy theory of history. It's no theory, it's a reality. And it's an examination of the hidden hand in history, that there is a continuity, a ruling force, a ruling class that engineers and is behind world events. That's why it doesn't really matter whether there's a Republican or Democrat administration in power. There is a continuity of government that is the result of the control that is exerted by this ruling class. And all nations have this. Government has historically been the handmaiden of private wealth. And this private wealth is ruling class families.
You're breaking up big time. I don't know if we just got X'd by the CIA. Donald Newsom, are you there? We are not in contact.
Take a journey around the globe on Odyssey Radio every other Monday at 8 p.m. We explore ancient mysteries such as Stonehenge, Easter Island, the pyramids of Mexico and Egypt, lost cities of gold in Peru, the mystical city of Machu Picchu, ancient maps of Atlantis, and so much more. We examine in detail the Sumerian clay tablets, which date back 6,000 years, and describe an advanced group of beings known as the Anunnaki. You will become familiar with obscure temples in Cambodia and the South Pacific and learn their hidden secrets. On Odyssey, we also learn about modern-day mysteries such as crop circles and the Mayan calendar. Join all the fun every other Monday at 8 p.m. Check out dozens of archives and ancient mystery DVDs at the Odyssey webpage.
You're listening to BBS Radio. An internet radio experience of truth, harmony, beauty. From your family at BBS Radio, have yourself a beautiful day.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this life.
Well, Stephen, I guess we just experienced CIA cancelization of the truth. They didn't want what you have to say and what I have to say out there.
Yeah.
I heard a loud static signal and you were gone. What did you hear on your end?
Yes, I heard static as well, and then the line went out. So could it have been something I said, because I really haven't gotten into the meat of anything.
We are taking on the biggest and the baddest in the world. And without God's backing protecting us, neither you, I, or anyone else that is really fighting this fight would be alive. They would have already taken us out. Now, we were talking about that book again. What was that title?
Yes, The Occult Technology of Power, and also the Gary Allen's Nundi Occult Conspiracy. That was my introduction to the conspiracy theory of history. I had always, going back as far as I can remember, even as a child, I was wondering, what is really going on out here? I knew I didn't understand, and going through public education, I still knew I wasn't getting what I needed to understand what was going on here. And that went
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
The dumbing down of America in public education, have you ever seen any of the 1880s or 18th century, like 6th, 7th grade civics books or books like that?
Yes, yes, and the reading books as well. Oh, sure.
It's like reading a college manual.
Yes,
isn't it?
It is. And besides, they didn't have all the distractions that young people today have, and even people of our generation. They didn't have television. They didn't have radio. They didn't have the record industry and... as distractions, so they had placed a greater value on knowledge, but at any rate, I knew even through high school there were things that were missing. Our judgment is only as good as the quality of our information, and I knew there were missing pieces of information there that you have to give back when you go into school. You have to give them back what they want. That determines your grade, and that's going to determine your educational future and also your earning capacity, your future when you get out of school. But I always have the question, how do I know that what they are telling me is true?
Well, and, you know, that's a good question, because you remember how when we were in school, they made out like the conquistadors were these wonderful adventurers when they were actually rape, pillaging, and burning?
Yeah, yes. Things were, everything had a point of view.
Oh, and let me point out that every one of those conquistadors had Jesuits with him. Now, the Jesuits, mid-level and above, are devil worshippers, as well as the Illuminati. Now, did the conspiracy book bring out the Jesuit side of this as well?
I don't recall if they were mentioned or not. I don't remember. But when something that does come to mind regarding education is a statement that John Stuart Mills wrote regarding education, and it's a brief quote. He says that a general state education is a mere contrivance for molding people to be exactly like one another. And as the mold in which it casts them is that which pleases the predominant power in the government, it establishes a despotism over the mind, leading by natural tendency to one over the body.
Yeah, and there's all these reports of chemtrails and so forth, where they're dumping all these chemicals upon us. I've been told that they're just putting it in aviation jet fuel as they fly over America. They're drugging the entire nation.
Yes, well, it's a total assault on us. We are at war, even before the 9/11 incident. The war has been the ruling class against everybody else.
Well, now that you brought 9/11 up, at first I didn't believe that the United States government or any cells therein were involved, but I have since found out that 9/11 was, there was a cell in the CIA and the Mossad, funded by world bankers, and this was burning the Reichstag in the United States. And interestingly enough, the euro kicked off on January 1st, 2002, and they were transferring the financial power of the United States to Europe, and look what's happened to the dollar since then.
Yes. Well, we as a nation are being intentionally brought down. The intent is to ruin, destroy the infrastructure of the country, reduce the standard of living, so that the nation fits in more easily with the globalization, global governance, which is the goal of the of world leaders to have world domination, world control of not only the over the political processes of each nation, but over the economies of all nations. So
and look what they're doing to travel. Okay, it costs us a fortune. The Bush administration and the FAA are trying to put every airline business out of business. And I heard a report last night on CNN, Lou Dobbs show, where they're considering selling our highways to foreign interests, so every road will be a toll road in the name of building infrastructure.
Yes, I've seen that as well, and that's already happening. There are some of the toll roads, some of the highways have already been bought, and things are changing, and what it points out is that we are living in a virtual reality. We're living in a totally controlled environment due to a great extent to the control that the mass media exerts over the population. We are the most controlled and manipulated population in history, and people don't recognize it. The ultimate control is to control people without their conscious awareness. Now, in the book 1984, which many of your listeners are probably familiar with, George Orwell warned that people were in danger of losing their freedom of mind without being aware of it while it was happening because of psychological, emotional, and intellectual manipulation. In other words, mind control. Mind control is the most important issue facing America, and yet nobody knows that it's an issue. Very few people know that it's an issue, and certainly the mass media is not going to present this before the American people as an issue.
In my case, to the listeners out there, if you've seen Denzel Washington's movie Manchurian Candidate, that is real as real can be. There are over 3 million people in this country, quite a few people in the military they've done that to. And just like in the movie, I did not regain my repressed memory until the year 2000. I had dreamed about all this stuff, and I didn't realize it. Now, something else, Heather Locklear and Nicole Kidman were alters of mine, mind-controlled alters before they were born. One was an oral sex altar, one was an anal sex altar. I truly believe that these two poor, unfortunate women are mind controlled, and they put their names out there so it's constantly reinforcing to us mind controlled individuals this type of thing. Have you seen any evidence of this, Stephen?
I have come in contact with people who have been victims of Project Monarch and have met victims of government mind control programs in the course of the research that I've done. And in simply talking about the subject, the area that I talk about, then people would contact me and give me information. But it only shows the wide spectrum that the mind control issue covers, from the very basic and fundamental aspect of it is control of information.
Like they tell the truth when they tell the news in America.
Oh, right. That's a very basic aspect of it. Control of, if we don't have all the facts that we need, then, as I said earlier, our judgment's only as good as the quality of our information. And if we're missing the big gaping holes in the information that we have, then it makes us susceptible to manipulation. On the other end of the spectrum is what you have experienced and what you've talked about, and that is the various government mind control programs and trauma mind control and fracturing of the consciousness and programming aspects of one's consciousness, personalities breaking down one into multiple personalities to program an individual for certain tasks. So it runs
Let me add a little bit to that. How do they break you down? They torture you, claustrophobia. They'll throw you in a box with snakes and all kinds of bugs and spiders. They will sexually abuse you. They will make you eat human excrement. They will drug you. They will do anything possible because there is no oversight. No one's there to tell them no.
Well, that's what happens when criminals are in positions of power. And running government and corporate America as a criminal enterprise, who do you go to?
Yeah, you know, I tried to file a claim with the FBI. They hung up on me. You know, the FBI knows about this. In fact, the FBI has gone around and they tell every police officer and sheriff department deputy about what the Monarch program is, what the mind control is, and then if the nation's ever put under martial law, they come around and round everybody up like me and arrest us, put us in prison for the rest of our life, or just kill us. Tell us about the tape that you did, Stephen.
I was talking about my dad's audio and that leading and to my investigation of the mind control issue and then some of the information he had given me. That led to, I was in New York City at the time working as a film editor, and I left New York City, I left the career I was pursuing to investigate this issue of mind control and to educate myself about what was going on out here. It was time to do my homework. I didn't get it through formal education, and this was an opportunity for me to dig in and do the research, and that's what I did. I started gathering information from all over the world, all over the country, all over the world, looking for alternative sources of information, and built up an extensive library on all kinds of topics, history, politics, psychology, religion, because everything is connected, and I wanted to do a summary, summarize it, do the study, and summarize it and take the skills I developed over the years and the education that I had and produce summary information that would be helpful to other people who didn't have the time or the inclination to do the work themselves. And that's what led to the audios, the first audio, Mind Control in America, which is
Stephen, I listened to your tape over and over and over again, and I felt myself being mesmerized. No, it's a very good tape, but or CD. Mr. Jacobson shows in depth on this CD how the media is using all these mind control techniques. Could you expand a little more?
I'm glad you brought up that you listen to it over and over and over again because it's meant to be listened to more than one time. There's a lot of information packed in there. And I use the techniques that I talk about to illustrate them so that
I noticed that. Neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah. So that the listener has that as a frame of reference to recognize it when they observe it being used. So instead of just making the statement that repeating patterns of whether they be sound patterns or musical patterns, voice patterns, induce a hypnotic trance, I also use it so that the listener has a frame of reference from which to
And you don't tell them that. You don't tell them that before they listen. So what you're actually doing is trying to unlock some inner portions of the brain to understand what you're trying to bring across.
Well, it's operating on different levels, and that's why it's for people who are perceptive. When they hear what's happening, they'll listen more intently, and they'll pick it apart and listen to it more than one time, and thereby absorb the information that's there. So it not only define the principles involved and how it works, I give examples and use it myself as a educational tool to illustrate the nature of the beast, so to speak, because we are all subject to it. We're all influenced by it, whether we are consciously aware of it or not, because we don't need to have Big Brother watching us and on closed circuit cameras placed strategically all over cities and all over across the country. When you have people watching Big Brother every time they turn on their television set.
Well, it's not only the television, it's your cell phone or all GPS monitors.
Oh, sure. No, sure.
If you've got a car that's newer, 05 and beyond, whether you have OnStar or MapQuest, it's already in your computer. They can actually change the settings on your engine, turn it off without your permission anytime they want to, because this is all run by the satellites. Now, had you done any time in Hollywood at all, Stephen?
No, just New York City. Before I went there, I was working independently, doing sponsored films and documentaries, and then went to New York City.
And tell us about.
I worked in both documentaries and theatrical films. Again, primarily as an editor, worked for a small company that would buy foreign and domestic films and recut them for distribution for theaters, for cable and television syndication. And so, in effect, restructuring a story through editing. And it just showed that how easy it is to change people's perception of what is true and what is real through simple editing, cutting things out, adding things. And so that
was
the
first hint. Even in documentaries. Even in documentaries, they do this, don't they, Stephen?
Even in what? Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, everything has a point of view. And the point of view is that of whoever is paying for it. It was recognized right at the very inception of film, the propaganda value of it. Lenin considered the cinema to be the most important of the arts to create a state of mind in the population. This is recognized in the early days of television as well, and even before television, in the days of radio and some of the experimentation that went on there. You may recall or know about the famous radio broadcast of Orson Welles' rendition of H.G. Welles' War of the Worlds.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because on Larry King several weeks ago, they played the replay of that UFO sightings in Crawford, Texas, and these were credible people. And then Friday, it was either Thursday or Friday a couple weeks ago, he had all these Air Force officers that were talking about the UFOs. And let me tell you, they are planning a false alien invasion. The Greys are made in Area 51. I've been there. Listen to the first show I did on this network, BBS Internet Radio, and we thank Donald Newsom for that. It's going to go about just like the War of the Worlds.
Oh yeah. Well, what was that? Was it Project Moon Beam or Blue Beam? I don't recall offhand, but there was a specific project geared towards that to give the impression of give that impression to the masses. But certainly, the War of the Worlds broadcast was a was an experiment. And the reason it caused panic throughout the country. People actually thought that New Jersey was being invaded by Martians. And the reason they thought that, primarily, was because the story was presented as a news broadcast with your anchor people, your newscasters in the field, bringing on outside experts to comment on different things that were happening. And even though they had a disclaimer at the beginning of the program and during the show, because people had already, even back then, in the days of radio, people had already been conditioned and programmed to accept the format of the news broadcast as the means by which people receive true, factual information.
And let me just interject, and they do this through fear. When they break you down, they get you terrified so that you're not thinking clearly and you're in a panic-stricken mode. And that's what they did during that broadcast, didn't they?
Yes. Well, when people under inducing stress, anxiety, fear, and terror in a population is a strategy of psychological warfare. Because people at that point are more susceptible to programming than at any other time.
Yeah, like the foreclosures going on right now. That bill that they bailed out the other day that they signed, I believe was signed yesterday, that doesn't bail out homeowners. That bails out the banks.
Banks, yeah. Yeah, things are never as they appear to be. I'd like to just say a few things about television, because many of your listeners probably watch television, and television is the most powerful weapon of psychological warfare in history. And I know most people don't view it as a weapon of psychological warfare, but indeed it is. It affects everyone. It has affected our whole society, our culture.
And isn't all this based on the original book about psychological warfare, Sun Tzu, Art of War?
Well, yeah, for sure. That's a very important part of it, where he states very clearly in that little book that, one, all warfare is based on deception. And then he went on to say, supreme excellence consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting.
When the enemy doesn't even know he's under attack.
Right, right. And that's psychological warfare. And that's what we have been under. We were born, all of us were born into a system of deception, lies and deception that we consider normal because we don't know anything else.
Like the constitutional issue. People think we have access to the we have constitutional rights. No, we don't. I remember in 1994, I was over at a coffee shop, and there was a PCC college student, and she was taking a course on the Constitution. In that book, now, it did not have a Constitution. It said, quote, the government makes rules that we must live by. Nowhere in the Constitution does it state that. The Constitution was a limit on powers of the government, but we have the opposite going on right now.
Yes, well, everything has been corrupted, and people's understanding has been corrupted so that they don't... When people don't know whether they're coming or going, and that's the case for a lot of people nowadays, they're in a vice. On one end of the vice is the pressure that's put on people economically, where they have to work harder today just to make a living, to get by.
Yeah, when you and I were children, our fathers worked. Not that my father was any good. He was a satanic priest. But he could work and make a living and provide for the home, the car, the family by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And now today, two people have to work, and they're barely making it, and they're getting foreclosed on.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was brought about intentionally, where children had to be placed into preschool and in the care, in effect, in the care of the state, to minimize the influence that the parents would have on the children, so that they were getting their training from others.
Might I just add that just if you think that you're doing better by putting your kids in a religious school you're doing better than the state. Well, as far as maybe the grade point averages go, yes. But as far as the mind control techniques, have you seen this in the religious schools as well?
Oh, for sure, because the principles of mind control originated in they're ancient, and it goes back to religion.
Well, I might add that the if you listen to the first show that I did on this network, PBS Internet Radio, I don't remember the date, but it'd be the first show because people can go back and download it. The alien technology, the crash at Roswell, is where they reverse engineered fiber optics, all kinds of things that we have now. The grays were created, as they told me when I was at Area 51, by pre-flood man. And I have seen one of the grays that was in my parents' bedroom when I was about 10 years old, because I was raised in a neighborhood of devil worshippers. And devil worshippers will put their own children up to this because they don't care. They have no morals. The only values they have is sex and occult based. Yet, what they can get out of it. And this is throughout America. More than half the ministers in this country are operatives. CIA, Mafia, Jesuit, Illuminati, Satanic priests, and so forth. Have you seen the CIA and the Mafia in these medias, these mass medias, operating, Stephen?
Just to know of their presence from talking with people. I have not had, well, I was going to say I haven't had any direct contact, but that's not so, because I did meet someone while I was in New York City, a film producer from Sweden, who the company I was working with was distributing one of his films in the United States. And we became friendly and learned that he had been in the CIA. He had to leave the country.
You never get out of the CIA.
Oh, no,
you're always in the company.
If he came, there was a time if he came back to this country, there'd be a problem for him. That's why he was living and working in Sweden. And he told me some things, and even some of his activities here were somewhat questionable. They're all over the place. They're in from talking with people who I've come in contact with in the past. One gentleman who was in the one time worked for the LAPD, the CIA tried to recruit him to do some gun running. He refused, and he turned them in. And then they
destroyed his life, didn't they?
Oh, they certainly did. Yeah, they certainly did.
And I didn't even know that. I didn't have to ask the question. Now, what kind of attacks have they made on yourself and your family?
They've let me know of their presence from time to time. I have not, nothing serious that I'm aware of.
That you're aware of?
I mean, financially, I've had problems from time to time.
When you were doing this research, were you finding that you and your family were under mild attacks from neighbors?
No, that I didn't see, but I came later to see subtle evidence that perhaps my activities were being observed.
Well, Hitler said, if you say a lie big enough, long enough, the people eventually believe. Now,
he learned that from American advertising. He was very complimentary of the advertising industry in this country, because that's where he and Goebbels learned much of.
There we go again. We're gone.
Hello?
If they cut us off again.
Are we on?
I don't know if we're on, but we're still talking.
Okay,
talking. I heard a... There it goes again.
Yeah,
are you there?
The clicks?
Yes. Let's do a little prayer over the air. May God, Father in heaven, we ask you to punish these individuals with diseases, maladies. Since I realized I was a mind control victim, I've been praying earnestly that all these people that did sexual things and torture to my wife and family die of pancreatic cancer. And the top Satanists in the world did a gross mass ceremony on my family, myself several times, when I was starting to wake up. And that's a giant raping, and they make the victims of honor eat human excrement, and then they put you in a tub or in a hole in the ground, and they crap all over you and urinate all over you. That's the final act. Now, I've been told that seven heads of the Federal Reserve have pancreatic cancer. I've been told that Bush Sr. has pancreatic cancer. The guy died the other week that wrote the book, The Lecture, of pancreatic cancer. God is out of his box, and God, we want you on that, and we ask this in Jesus' name. We pray this to be so. Go ahead, Stephen.
Okay, I lost my train of thought, but...
We were talking about Hitler, Goebbels.
What they learned from the advertising industry and public relations industry in this country. The Edward Bernays has been called the father of public relations. He wrote in his book, Propaganda, little quote here, and it's very telling. He says, "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power in our country."
And they're all devil worshippers.
What's interesting about Edward Bernays is that he was the nephew of Sigmund Freud.
Really?
Yeah. So
Sigmund Freud stuff was all sex-based.
Yep.
And a part of Lenin's rules of communist revolution is get the nation's mind on sex.
Yeah, well, it's a big distraction for sure. Yes, and that's why our society and our media is the excessive preoccupation with sex, because it keeps people locked into body consciousness. The mind control issue is fundamentally a spiritual issue. Is the mind
yes,
the gateway
yes, it is.
To the soul?
I'm glad you said spiritual, because do you see these techniques used by all the talking heads on religious television?
You noticed that a long time ago. Oh, yes. I used to monitor religious television broadcasting, and they were masters of using hypnotic programming. See, the reason television is... not only is so important, what makes it such a destructive instrument in a world.
Or even before television, shows like Bambi, Disney shows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where everybody's being brainwashed that if you go out and kill a deer, you're killing Bambi's family?
Yes.
Pull at your heartstrings? I noticed that quite a few of these religious guys, they'll start off their thing. They'll give you some human interest, a tear-jerking story before they go on their diatribe of twisting the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed this as well?
Yes, I did. Yes.
And if you notice, a lot of these religious speakers, like Billy Graham, who I was told was at the Crow's Mass ceremony on my family, and I was told was a devil worshiper, and if he'd like to come on this show and say he's not, we'll give him the opportunity. This is what I've been told. Do you notice they grab the podium, look down, pause, look up, away as getting inspiration from heaven? Isn't that what Hitler did before every single speech?
Yes, very very deliberate, methodic, not only gestures, the use of the voice, the intonation of the voice, the pacing. See, that's a hypnotist uses his voice as an instrument to get the listener to lock on to the pattern of his speaking. And what this does is, the whole point in programming, hypnotic programming, is to get the subject or the target population to focus one of the five senses on either the sound of someone speaking, musical sounds, in the case of media, focus on a particular visual.
Music, like songs like I'll be watching you.
Well, any song, it's the repeating patterns induce a hypnotic state of mind. The whole point of programming, and the first objective for an advertiser or propagandist, is to create the conditions that are going to induce a state of mind that is favorable to the reception of their message. So that makes the hypnotic state of mind their goal. Because
like
that's where people are most vulnerable to being programmed. And a hypnotist will use his voice, a sing-song pattern of his voice, to get the listener to lock on to the sound. It clears the mind of all thought so that there's no mental, there's no critical analysis, there's no mental, it bypasses critical analysis, so the message goes directly to the subconscious mind.
And like those cartoons that you wrote about in an article you sent me in Japan. Tell us what happened with that.
Oh, yeah, that's an example, an extreme example of this, how the television literally plugs into our nervous system. In Japan, this was back in, let's see, when was this? 1997. Yeah, 1997, I think. 700 children had to be hospitalized in response to watching a cartoon on television. It was one of the Pokemon cartoons that became popular in this country later on. At the time, there were strobing flashes of light that pulsated from the eyes of one of the cartoon characters, and it caused epileptic-like seizures in some of the children who were watching the television. Other children suffered from nausea, dizziness, and all 700
headaches.
Children had to be hospitalized. Now, it's interesting that when this was reported in the press in this country, and it got wide coverage, USA Today newspaper comes out with a, has the audacity to come out with a story. The headline was, U.S. kids safe from cartoon seizures.
Yeah, they made a joke out of it.
Yeah. Well, if we try to cover it up, to say, people, America, go back to sleep, everything's alright. The story says, parents need not worry, American children aren't likely to suffer seizures provoked by TV cartoons.
Like Rush Limbaugh says, you're just one of those conspiracy right-wing wackos. Now, let me tell you, I've reverse speeched, and if the listeners don't know what reverse speech is, you take a tape-recorded message of anyone, play it backwards, or you'll hear a portion of their thoughts, or most of it comes from the subconscious mind. And I reversed Rush Limbaugh, and I clearly got a reversal that he's Illuminati. And more than half of his callers are setups. I don't care whether you're liberal, on the right, on the left, independent. The people you see on television are trying to, in radio, are trying to mold their definition upon you of their conservatism, their liberalism, their open-minded thinking. Do you have anything to add to that?
Oh, for sure. Because if you think about it, the way newscasters speak, the pattern of speaking, it's very similar to the pattern speech of a hypnotist.
And they make a joke of anything that's true almost every time.
Well, again, they're presenting a point of view. And so they can comment on a news story very subtly with the inflection of their voice, how the expression on their face, because the camera picks up the most subtle changes in the facial expression. The broadcaster, news broadcaster, is an authority figure, where people have a tendency to believe information coming from someone who they respect or consider to be...
Sean Hannity. Remember that Mormon church thing in Texas? Now, the Mormon church is heavily involved in mind control. Do I agree with what's going on with the multiple marriage and brainwashing those children? No. But three or four weeks after that came out, Sean Hannity did a one-hour show explaining how a 16-year-old inside made that call when it came out several weeks later that the state lied about everything. And Sean Hannity did it. Was there any apology saying or retraction? No. And he did it with the same vocal qualities like you used on your CD.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen, you know, I have not checked into Marty Robbins or Joel Osteen, but I'm sure they're part of the problem. That's my guess. If they're not, come on the show. Have you seen Joel Osteen present his feel-goodism religious message?
I've seen him. It's been a while since I've seen him on television, but yeah, I have seen some of his presentations.
Did Jesus stand in a 10,000 seat arena and in air conditioning in a 3-piece suit, ask people to donate? He was out there giving something to people. They want to present religion in this country as you give to the church and they do with it, and these guys are living like kings.
Yes.
When the New Testament clearly shows that Jesus, he did things for people. He gave them food. He healed them. Are any of these men doing that?
No, it's a different kind of religion that they're preaching.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's called devil worship. It's called New Ageism. How about Marty Robbins?
Not familiar with him. Marty Robbins.
Marty Robbins, he's one of these inspirational speakers. You might as well put Joel Osteen in a 6'6" guy, and it's this human interest. Are you familiar with the EST program that came out in the 70s?
Back then, yeah, a little.
And where they just get everybody in a room and get everybody cussing at each other and telling each other off, and it's okay to do whatever they want?
Okay.
Yeah,
venting their emotions, yeah.
Yeah, and once they do that, because if they can't get you afraid, they'll get you angry, won't they?
Yes.
Now, when you were editing, did you see any evidence of them trying to do a program to get everybody upset and angry?
No, not when I was, no. No, and,
yeah.
And I wasn't given any instructions. There was no outside interference exerted on me to alter any presentation. No.
Now, would you agree that John McCain, when he speaks, he's got this melancholy, mellow tone, hypnotic voice?
Oh, gee, they all. Any public official, any public speaker, is using these principles. Either consciously or unconsciously, anyone who's effective in influencing the masses in that way either has studied it or intuitively knows it. And I would suspect that John McCain has gone through his own kind of Manchurian candidate programming because of the experiences that he had in Vietnam, that he may have even been selected. Selected and worked on all these years. I've seen examples of him. He can tell untruths with great facility. And
he blinks a lot too. I call him Blinky.
Blinky.
Blinky. Yeah, he's constantly blinking. And it's been my experience and knowledge that when somebody is lying or apprehensive, they're constantly blinking. And so that they can, you know, that's their way of coping with it. He ought to get some a coaching on that to stop blinking, so maybe he can tell the truth for a change. Now, Scientology, look what they've done to Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a great actor. I believe he's a victim of Monarch, and so was his wife that he divorced, Nicole Kidman, which I earlier said was one of my... anal sex altars when I was a child, they would use the name Nicole Kidman. That's so, you know, and they repeat that. And when those names come across the internet, they do things, it's called a maintenance program, where all of us mind control victims that are clinical mind control victims from CIA, MK Ultra, Operation Monarch, they're reinforcing it every time they say the name or put it on a program.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's my understanding that a lot of people in the entertainment industry, celebrities, have been subject to and victims of mind control technology.
The perpetrators, they're handlers and programmers.
Yeah.
You know, I've been told Larry King is one, and I believe, you know, that's part of why he's trying to create this hysteria over UFO invasion.
There's long been this connection between New York, Washington, and Hollywood because of the importance. See, entertainment is more than just entertainment. The arts are a delivery system for propaganda. They always have been from ancient times. Drama, music, literature, storytelling.
Like George Lucas in the Star Wars theory, the good and bad side of the Force. How did he know that? Because if my memory is correct, he was one of my handlers. I worked on his executive warehouse studio for a year and a half.
Okay.
And when I was under hypnotherapy, there was always the man in black. and I could never see his face. His face was blanked out. And then when I finally, one day, I saw it was George Lucas. I've met the man.
Okay.
And they put bits of truth in some of these movies, like the Arnold Schwarzenegger's, what was Total Recall series. That is just a sci-fi version of mind control, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, they mix it up. There has to be the portions of truth resonate within the viewer, and then they alter the outcome, people's perception of what is actually true, so that people become highly suggestible. If they don't themselves know what's going on, they're looking outside themselves for answers, and will gravitate to a charismatic figure.
Or a racist organization like Louis Farrakhan.
Mm-hmm.
And look what Jesse Jackson recently said when he thought he was off mic.
Yeah.
Referring to Barack Obama, I want to stomp on his balls.
I know.
He talks down to, that nigger talks down to us. What a great man he is. And you'll notice that all of these men, when they always have sex scandals and they always have money scandals, don't they?
It indicates a problem that a human problem that people have. Money and sex is a problem for most people.
It was about 7 or 8 years ago. I said this on earlier programs, but Steven Spielberg was sued by a woman who claimed she was a satanically ritually abused mind-controlled sex slave of his, and the case was dismissed without prejudice. Now, I ran into Spielberg in New York across from the CNN building at a Starbucks. We went in the front door, and instead of coming out the front, I came out the side because he sent his wife to spy on us, and I walk out, and 5 feet in front of me was Steven Spielberg. He was scared to death.
Hmm.
Now, remember that, I think it was about 9 years ago when that Mormon girl up in Utah was kidnapped when she was 12 from her bedroom. Do you remember that story?
No, I don't recall that.
Well, and then she was held by a guy who said he was Jesus Christ, wearing old Muslim-type get-ups, traveling around the country for 4 years, and everybody said, and she was within miles of her parents for most of this time, and she never left. She had the Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
And everybody said, my God, how could somebody be so easily brainwashed? Well, she was a Mormon. She's already brainwashed.
Well, I notice that we're getting close to the top of the hour. We'd like to give your listeners contact information and how to get the CDs if they're interested in knowing more about the aspect of the mind control issue that I deal with. I do have a website. It's called mindcontrolinamerica.com. mindcontrolinamerica.com. And there are three audio programs available, both on cassette and CD. The first one is titled Mind Control in America, and we briefly touched on some of the content of what's included there. It's a summary of the mind control issue. It's a full production with music and sound effects. It's not a lecture per se. It's meant to be informative and interesting and entertaining to listen to as well. That was followed up by Wake Up America, also about the mind control issue, but as it applies to money and economics, because psychological warfare and economic warfare work together to apply pressure.
Oh, yes. Let me add. Go ahead and give your contact information, your website.
Yes. MindControlInAmerica.com is the website. I'm having trouble with you can order online. That portion of the website, a problem just started this week on it. It is being worked on. If it's not working when you go to the website, you can contact me at mindcontrolinamerica@yahoo.com. It's a special email I set up to receive. Just send me your phone number and best time to call you if you want to order using a credit card, and I'll call you and get the information on the phone. That's mindcontrolinamerica@yahoo.com. That's email to contact me. My website is mindcontrolinamerica.com, mindcontrolinamerica.com. You can also order through the mail. There is a printable order form that you can print out and send it with payment or credit card information on there. And the pricing is given on the website for the three audios. Mind Control in America, Wake Up America, About the Money Issue, and then My Dad's Audio, Personal Comfort Training. There's information on the website about that, and how to use it, how it's helped people with different health problems. It's a relaxation conditioning audio. Stress, anxiety, and tension is a major factor in all health problems, and it's certainly something that the majority of people are suffering from. Stress, anxiety, and tension, and this audio is designed to help with that. It's a training audio so that that one can use it for different health issues. And,
you know, one subject we didn't touch on, it's all those violent video games. Now, I've done a lot of combat. I've written three editions of classified book, Advanced Infantry Tactics. I've done combat with Delta Force, SEAL, Green Beret, Rangers. I've flown missions in aircraft. These video games are good tactics.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, the military has used, what do they call them? Multi-purpose arcade combat simulators, something like that, MAX. Film was used as a means to, who was it, Dr. Thomas Narut. I think it was in the 70s, if I recall correctly. He was using a film to train servicemen who were not inclined to kill to be able to do so. He was screening films showing people being maimed or killed violently to desensitize the men to those acts. Now, if the military was using film in that way, movies in that way.
Oh, they let these guys play all the current video games on Force Recon, SEAL, and Delta Force.
Mm-hmm.
They're running, war movies constantly. Apocalypse Now, there's one that shows the horror of war.
Yes.
And these soldiers are being desensitized, and we're already desensitized by, you know, if anyone joins the military, you're already desensitized before you join the military, unless you live on an Indian reservation with no electricity.
Sure. I mean, and then you go through the military, and that, in effect, is a mind control program anyway, going through boot camp.
Yeah, well, I didn't get the privilege of going through boot or basic. I was trained on one-on-one by a satanic priest, Creel Helton, who was the first guy to go out in the Korean War with a knife all night long. And that's who moved at the end of my neighborhood when I was five. But the entire neighborhood was devil worshippers, with the exception of one or two families. Is there any closing thoughts you'd like to leave listeners with, Steve?
Well, all is not lost. Again, the mind control issue is first and foremost a spiritual issue. They are afraid of us. They, the ruling class, is afraid of us. We are not powerless. And they want us to feel that we're powerless because they in numbers are very small in comparison to us. The spiritual issue is, and while they get us focused on sex and violence and gratifying the material senses, is that we have a physical body. We're not the physical body. With the spirit within the body. And they don't want us to grow spiritually. They want to, and that's the greatest sin one can do, is to knowingly seek to retard the spiritual growth and development of another. But that's
what I might add is that if anybody has spiritual gifts out there, that God's miraculously saved you or you get inspiration or so forth, they put you on a watch list. And they watch you, and many times cause problems for you throughout your life.
Well, that's because they are trying to maintain their control.
That's right. They're afraid.
They're
afraid of us. I mean, I'm sure they've done a lot more attacks on you that you're not even aware of. You know,
could very well be. Yes, but we're not powerless. We can. people are made to feel that, well, what can I do? All this is going on around me. I'm only one person. I have to work for a living. There's not, what can I do? You can work on yourself. You can go within. All the answers that we need are within us. God resides in us.
And that's where our solution is. That's where our solution is, and
yes.
We are at the top of the hour. I want to thank you for coming on, Stephen Jacobson. This was an excellent program. I only got partway through my list of things to talk about with you. Maybe we could do another program in the future.
Yes, that would be nice. And it's been my pleasure talking with you, and I hope that your listening audience found it of interest and that they will visit the website, mindcontrolinamerica.com. And if they are interested in ordering using credit card, then to contact me on the mindcontrolinamerica@yahoo.com, the special email I set up for that.
Okay, well, I'll give you a call after the show, Stephen. So
okay.
This is Eugene B. Colson signing off. You can get my contact information on BBS Internet Radio, and we thank Donald Newsom for the ability to do this show. It's Eugene B. Colson in Mind Controlled America signing off. Have a good day.